www.mutinyradio.net.
This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
All right, the kid in the kid that got plowed over by Durango at the College World Series on the track a couple nights ago. He's got his revenge.
Oh, okay. They were working on a video, it looked like.
Yeah, the video is complete. It's been tweeted out. I got to say, this is sort of a disappointing ending. Chance and I, yesterday, we came to the conclusion that that Durango is in his bad boy phase.
Yeah.
But it seems like he is being a good sport and allowing the kid to win. In fact, Durango... they had a race at Tal Anderson Field, and Durango fell, tripped.
Took a dive.
Yep. Uh-huh. And then Durango was laying down at the finish line near home plate, and the kid threw his arms up and then had one foot on Durango's chest while standing over the top of him.
No, I don't like this.
So he got his revenge, and I guess the kid always wins.
Too saccharine, too nice.
Am I a bad person? Look, this is a different thing, but kids getting whatever they want is sort of like this. It's an interesting topic for me. So if I'm at a baseball game and you don't get the opportunity to get a ball that much, but you're telling me that if I do all the hard work and maybe I'm the guy who like has a baby in my hand or has something else in my, or has a beer in my hand, and I reach up and I catch the foul ball barehanded, I get the applause, I show it to the crowd, and some kid rides down from about six sections over and 10 rows up, and he's like, hey, can I have that ball? I have to give it to him? That's embarrassing. No, I don't want to do that. I want to keep that ball.
It's not that black and white, but it's...
Now, if it rolls down from three or four rows up and it ends up at my feet, then I probably have no problem giving it to the kid.
Okay, because you didn't catch it.
No, correct, yes. But it's... I also have somewhat of an issue of a kid, like, asking for it as well, or, like, running up to the guy who's caught the ball and giving you the eyes like, hey, you're going to give this ball to me? No, you didn't earn this ball. I went and got this ball.
Happer's meme guy texts into the show. Poll question. Do we coddle kids too much?
Great poll. Yes. Do that poll question okay. Right now.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. Kids need to learn a lesson. You might only have two or three opportunities in your entire life. I've been to so many baseball games, I can't even count. How many times have I even had the opportunity to catch a foul ball in the air? I could count on a hand.
Yeah.
You just don't get them very much. So if you think I actually execute on that, on one of the five times in my life I have an opportunity to catch a foul ball or a baseball on the fly at a baseball game, I actually execute, catch it. I'm going to give it away to some kid who's run over from 10 rows up? Hell no, I'm not giving it to him.
Adam texts into the
there
show.
There is no chance that's happening.
Hell no, Connor, that is yours.
Thank
I'm a
you.
Dad of two, and that is your ball.
That's my ball. That's my ball. Now, there is a gray area, you're right. That the situation that I just explained is a black and white for me. There is a gray area in there somewhere. And that's, you know, like I said, when the ball rolls to you or something like that. Yeah, okay, whatever. I could part ways with this baseball. It doesn't mean a lot to me. Kids got to learn. This ain't going to happen very often. It's about seizing the opportunity, seizing the moment. All right, tweet bag. like you said, Josh, we are ready to go, and it's still open at Happer Show. If you'd like to tweet into the show, we have a couple good questions already. What are we starting with?
Let's start with a tweet, because it is the tweet bag. Scrolling. We've been very interactive today. Also, I can't read.
Is that sarcastic, or is that like...
No.
Our Menchies are full?
Yeah, got full Menchies. People like talking to us. We like talking to them. Ethan tweets in, on vacation, are you a road trip guy or a fly there guy?
Okay, so there's a limit here. And then it's about sort of what you want too, right? Like, oh, look at this. Purdue basketball in their announcement to get in their Big Ten ACC challenge game. It says Purdue at Florida State, and their tweet says, got the Noles, .. again. Sounds like they hate the Big 12, the Big Ten ACC challenge too.
Connor Happer onto something.
Anyway. So it depends on what you want to get out of it. I have examples of both working out poorly and both working out well. What my wife and I decided to do for sort of like a honeymoon last summer was we were just going to get in the car and drive to the East Coast. We had basically one thing that we planned on doing. We were going to go to a baseball game at Fenway Park, which is what we did. We didn't really have anything else planned out for the entire trip. That's a long drive, in case you were wondering.
I was.
It's 20 plus hours to get to where you want to go. So that part of it is a bit of a bummer. Now, good memories are always made on the road trips. I'm not saying that trips in which you fly on a plane are going to be devoid of good memories, but I'm saying it is more likely just you get to sort of spend the time together, and it's about the time sort of spent. You don't think it at the time because it's annoying because you're not there. Now, if you're trying to maximize while you're at the place that you're going to, then yeah, the better option is flying. I love having the freedom of the car. I love having the car. Now, if you're going to a really big city that has good public transportation, you may not need the car.
I love a road trip with my wife. But, you know,
what?
Minneapolis, Chicago, that's about...
Denver.
Denver, yeah, that's about the limit before I'm like, you know what?
Time to fly.
Let's just fly there. We're there in a couple hours. Those couple hours will suck. Because air travel is awful, but
air travel is really bad, and like especially doing it from here where we don't have a ton of direct flights to places, you're probably going, you know, through Atlanta to get to somewhere in Texas. You know, like that's annoying. And for my brain, my travel brain, like I can't rationalize that. I can't rationalize going somewhere east to go somewhere west. Like that doesn't make sense in my mind. But when you think about how much time you're saving while not driving to the place that's really far away, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I would say in general, I've had better experiences driving. I do love the car, that the freedom that the car gives you. On the other hand, it can be a huge pain in the ass. So I'm wishy-washy on the answer, I suppose, but that's not totally abnormal for a tweet bag.
We will get back to the silliness of the tweet bag. John wants to ask us a sports question, which is allowed, by the way. If the Nebraska football season goes bad enough that the mystery metrics are not met, would you rather have it happen fast and be obvious, or have it play out until the end of the season when a win over Iowa is needed but not gained to reach bowl eligibility?
Fast and be obvious. Now, with that being said, it was fast and obvious in 2017 as well, and that was a not fun October and November, late October and November, so it's sort of like a death march. But with that being said, it's easier at the end of the year to part ways with the coach, and in this case, if you were going to do that, and it is in the gray area, it is going to be an especially contentious moment in Nebraska football history. Especially contentious.
Yeah, I think I'd rather it not be close.
Yeah.
Just could remove all doubt that whatever decision is the right decision, whether he goes 9-3 and like, oh yeah, absolutely keep this guy.
There will be sides. Yeah. There will be factions. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of different things going on. If Nebraska is going down the road of about 6-6 or 7-5 in late November, especially, you know, if you finish with losses to Wisconsin or Iowa and Iowa or something like that, you are gearing up for a very, very odd, not period of time, because we're already in the odd period of time for Nebraska football, but like I said, especially contentious moment in Nebraska football history. Think, you know, Bo Pelini and that whole thing on steroids, right? And with Riley, it was like, well, there was already people who didn't like the guy, and then the people who did couldn't defend him anymore because they were losing so much, and it was bad, you know, at the time, right? Now it looks a little bit different now because we've experienced stuff like that again. You'd rather have it be quick and easy, in my opinion, because I just, that, how that whole thing sets up for the next coach potentially is really tough as well. You know, I think how it ended with Bo, they didn't make the right hire in Mike Riley, but it didn't really have a chance with how the fan base was when Mike Riley sort of inherited it. Now, we can kind of convince ourselves on a lot of different things, or people can convince themselves on a lot of different things. But that was remember what the storyline was like the first year or maybe even more of Mike Riley being here? Well, you got Bo guys and you got Riley guys. What was your coach anymore? Like, you're going to have that if Scott Frost is fired after a 6-6 season this year, which is certainly possible. And that's the gray area. I hate the gray area.
Matt tweets in, did you get engagement photos and where did you do them?
Oh, good question. We went to a couple different locations around sort of like the downtown area. Here was I drew a very hard line in the sand on the engagement pictures. I didn't have a lot of requests for the wedding or really anything. But what I said on the engagement pictures, if we were going to do them, because I don't love the idea of them in the first place. But I realized, you know, my wife is that person and we were going to do engagement photos. So here is my thing that I said. We will not be going to a field.
Yes.
That was my request. And it was met. We will not be going to a field to take pictures in a field. Because that is stupid. And I don't like them. And everybody else has that. So we're not doing that. So what was the, you know, what did we end up doing? Well, we basically ended up at like, and more, it had more of a city vibe than a country vibe. So it's not like it was that much better. But I just had seen so many engagement pictures up to that point of people standing in the middle of a field. And I'm like, what is this?
No, we're not doing this.
We're not going to do that. So that was my one request, and it was met. And I'm appreciative of that.
Mine were taken in the Old Market. My wife and I thought we were super clever, and we both, like, did a photo where we're peeking around the corner of a building, and then we like sent out the engagement, like, our wedding is right around the corner. The photo haunts me to this day as it is still sent to me in, you go to the, like, create a meme site and there's, you know, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, and it's just me peering around the corner with just the deadest eyes. So that photo usually pops up a couple times a year. So I do remember my engagement photos very, very vividly.
Yeah. I remember we did them in July and it was very hot.
Sure.
And I was wearing pants, and I hate wearing pants anyway.
Pants are stupid.
Pants in July?
The worst.
I don't even know that that's happened since then.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I got on my engagement pictures.
Okay. Jacob tweets in, a lot of talk during the old CWS. He wrote old CWS about how we can sell Omaha to the visitors as an underrated food town. What do you believe is the food or type of food that Omaha does the best?
Jeez.
Word association steak comes to mind.
For sure. That's what I told people too. I was like, you know, everybody wants to go to the Drover. You don't have to go to the Drover to get, I mean, nothing against the Drover at all. It's very, very good. And if you want the, like, you know, the OG original experience, mm-hmm. like, that's fine. But there's a lot of places you can get a very good steak compared to where you're going to get it basically anywhere else you're coming from in the country. There's no doubt about that. The thing that came to my mind was actually Italian. I think there's some really good Italian roots here in Omaha.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Italian steakhouses too. And that you sort of combine those. So I mean, an offshoot of that is pizza. I think Omaha is a really good pizza situation compared to other Midwest towns.
Pizza game has stepped up the last, ten years in this town.
I think Omaha has a very, very good pizza situation. Italian is good everywhere. I don't mind that. I would sell Omaha as an underrated food town for sure.
Absolutely. Good selling point. Underrated Jell-O shot town apparently as well.
I don't think we made those.
Oh, we didn't make those?
What was brought to us?
Nope. Prepackaged. Thin.
Good on them though. They are donating back.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing during the finals weekend, and a lot of the money's going to charity.
That's good, because if you start adding up those numbers and you multiply it by $4.50, the numbers get quite large, just on Jell-O shots, by the way.
It does. John emails the show. Taking my wife to Jamaica this fall for our first anniversary and her 40th birthday. Probably shouldn't have read that number on the air. I apologize. Would Connor recommend making this a road trip? We're currently planning to fly.
I don't believe you are able to do that. No, if you're doing the whole all-inclusive thing and you're not going anywhere, like you're staying on a this goes for anywhere. Obviously, Jamaica, because you can't drive to Jamaica. But, you know, you're doing the whole all-inclusive thing. You fly there. The car, the taxi, the whatever, the shuttle, it takes you to the resort. You're staying on the resort for 5 days and then you're leaving. Like, yeah, there's absolutely no reason for a car at that point. But when we go on road trips, it's like we're visiting a city. We pick a city and maybe we pick a thing to do in the city. But, you know, unless it's all completely concentrated in just one area of the city, which is unlikely, then I would like to have the car. What are you laughing at?
YouTube comments.
Check.
They can sometimes be fun. Sometimes they can be a nightmarish hellscape.
The question is,
whoa.
I will read the question. What's your take on the Supreme Court? So I used to do this bit where I would just have people on, and it was a summer thing. One, I think it was actually a 2020 thing. So all radio
shows, the year of the show,
all shows were off the rails in 2020. All sports shows were off the rails in 2020. So I would just have a normal conversation with people, and then I would ask them what they think of AOC.
Okay.
What do you think about AOC? And then just to see what they're like, what's the, I got some good reactions on that one.
You get some good Alex O'Connell opinions?
Other one. And that bit died off.
Really?
If it died off.
We will end the
tweet. We're not talking politics? Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, people have requested, and we will do that, that we stick to
sports action. Good call. Thanks, Nick.
We'll wrap up the tweet bag with this question. What is the best story you've gotten over the past week at the College World Series?
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, you were rubbing elbows that first weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I, more so than anything, I just appreciate getting to know the people and having conversations and stuff like that. And like I said, there's something about walking around with the microphone with the flag on it that says Westwood One and the NCAA and whatever. You feel like you could just sort of ask anybody anything. So I, you know, used that a couple times. I walked around probably places where I wasn't supposed to walk around. There was a couple games where I just walked out to center field before the game started. I just walked out there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think anybody saw me or anybody really noticed. I just walked out there.
Oh, that's that bucket hat guy. He's fine.
I went out and talked to Dave Van Horn during batting practice. He was standing on the field. I was like, how's the wind blowing today? He's like, I actually asked him, how's it flying? And he said, it ain't.
Okay.
But not like in an angry way. He's just like, it ain't, you know?
I have trouble calling college baseball coaches coach.
Oh, I do that all the time. I love calling coaches coach.
I'm MLB, they're managers.
Right.
I usually refer to them all as Skip.
Oh.
Short for skipper.
Okay.
For the uninitiated. So if I ran into Dave Van Horn, I'd probably say, how's it flying today, Skip?
I think he would probably accept that and respond to that.
Yeah. The older the coach, the more they're going to be okay with me calling him manager, skipper.
I did call one coach Skip this past weekend. His name just happened to be Skip.
Skip Berman?
Skip Johnson.
Oh. Great name.
Here's one thing that people might not understand about the College World Series that I only got to really figure out because I got to know all of the faces and the people around it and inside of it and, you know, teams and coaches and stuff like that. When you are outside in the parking lot tailgating, they're around you at all times. The amount of people that I saw from the teams that were walking into the stadium just looking like normal people without like team affiliated gear on or anything like that. Maybe just something to be aware of. I don't know. Like you know, you're hosting eight teams and all the people that come with the eight teams. I had an awesome time. I don't know if I have a story to pass along that was that good.
Guy hit a home run during one of your hits.
Yeah, I was talking to Buzz Williams, and Buzz Williams got to call a home run on right here on 1620 The Zone, which was cool. And he asked me to stay. The thing about the coaches was, so all those SEC coaches came in, and basically they flew in on their private jets, went to the game, went home. And that's it. Like, they're not hanging out in Omaha for 4 days.
Do they do it to be seen as a recruiting tool, or do they do it to support the fellow sport?
There is a real thing on the relationship of those coaches inside the individual athletic departments where they really do like to support each other and like to hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, maybe this is like Dave Van Horn was telling us one day about how he legitimately hangs out with Eric Musselman and Sam Pittman. Like they hang out and drink beers on the porch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real thing. Like there's actual friendships there. So I think they want to sort of support each other, but yeah, it's an opportunity to be seen and that entire thing too. I don't know what the actual motivations are. Also, it's June. So
famously
in basketball, you're doing some recruiting. It's in football, it's starting to slow down. We're headed, you know, we're barreling toward a dead period right now. And if it's during the week or something like that, yeah, we get up to Omaha for 6 hours. Come right back home. All right. Thank you, Josh. That's the tweet bag. And thank you, everybody, for participating today.
Thank you all.
We played it on Friday, and we'll try it again next Wednesday. We'll come back more up next on 1620 The Zone.